There is a moment in time when you realize your life has got to become better than it already is. And that's what we call the shift, my friends. The shift can be mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. And everybody's shift is going to be different because everybody's lessons is different. But the goal is to identify what your lesson is and identify the next season you're walking into. In this new season, it's going to come with blessings. And of course, they're going to come with lessons. But you have to realize that through every lesson, there's always an answer. But it's up to you to focus on the answer and not the problem. Because you, my friend, are nothing but solutions. But you need to be able to filter out any and everything that does not belong to you so you can focus on the task at hand. Find the solutions to your lessons, so your lessons can become a blessing. During your lessons, there's still so many things to be grateful for. So, you must still show gratitude for the things that you do have going great in your life, even during your lessons. There has to be some appreciation for life, some appreciation for your health, some appreciation for a job, food on your table. Okay? Some appreciation for just you being you. Because when you think about it, things can definitely get much worse. I know people are like, why would you say that? Because you have to realize that what you're going through is nothing compared to what the next person is going through. You know, there's always someone going through more than you are. So, stop feeling sorry for yourself and do what you need to do. Now, some may say, oh, Shay, you seem so insensitive. No, it's not being insensitive. I need you to cry, weep, scream, throw things. I need you to find any release outlet that works for you to release whatever anger you have built up inside of you, okay? And this is going to be called the releasing period. But once you get that anger out of you, there's no room for you to revisit that pain. Because the next goal after your release is to plan your action plan. Okay? What's your next move? What's the plan? So once you get your plan, then the next step is to put it in motion. Your actions matters. Your thoughts matter. The people you surround yourself with matters. How you feel about yourself matters. How you speak to yourself matters. How you show up for yourself matters. All of these things matter. You matter. So in order for you to live a life of peace in your mind, you make sure you got to get all of that baggage, that load, off. Some loads belong to you and some loads do not. But for the ones that do not belong to you, I'm going to need for you to leave them the fuck alone. Because you need to let them down. They're not yours. Now for the loads that do belong to you, now you need to unpack them box by box, bag by bag. Unpack each load. see what's in there and figure out ways now to organize them and put them up in the cabinets. Organize them and put them up in the drawers. Organize them and put them in your mind. Organize them and put them in your spirit. You understand? You have all the tools inside of you. It's time for you to tap the fuck in. The end.